First drop layout basics. Beginner, welcome in. This session is a focused, practical walkthrough for laying out your first drop in Ableton Live for drum and bass. We're aiming for a hard-hitting 16-bar first drop at 174 beats per minute. I'll give you an arrangement blueprint, specific stock device chains and parameter ranges, sidechain routing tips, and transition tricks, so you can build something that sits in a club or a playlist right away. Ready? Let's go. Quick orientation. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Work in arrangement view. It's cleaner for laying out sections and seeing automation. Global launch quantization at 1 bar makes recording clips easy if you play anything live. What you'll build? You'll create a 16-bar first drop with a punchy rolling drum groove, a two-part bass system made of a mono sub sign and a distorted re-style mid-slash-high layer, kick to bass sidechain for clarity, glue and parallel saturation on the drums, a tight 8-bar build into the drop with risers and snare rolls, and short effects and automation to make the drop hit hard. Project setup. Step 1. First, set the tempo to 174 BPM and global launch quantization to 1 bar. Create these tracks: a MIDI drum rack, separate chains or audio tracks for kick, snare and hats/percussion inside that drum rack, a drum bus group for processing, a MIDI track for bass SUB using operator, a MIDI track for bass MID using wavetable or operator for the res, an FX return for reverb and another for delay, and an audio track or return for risers and impacts. Drum foundation. Step 2. Load drum rack and populate it with a punchy kick sample, something with a tight tail around 40 to 80 milliseconds. Add a big snare or layered clap plus snare, a sliced break or amen loop in simpler for rolling motion, and a selection of hats and perks mapped across velocity. On each drum chain, use EQA to clean up the extreme lows. High pass hats and perks around 40 hc, so only the kick and sub-own that area. Light compression is fine on snares. Try ratio 2:1. Attack 5 to 10 milliseconds, release 100 to 200 milliseconds for a touch of glue. On the snare chain, you can add drum bus with drive at 2 to 4 and set boom to around 20 to 30 and transient between 10 and 20 to give weight. Programming ideas. Keep the kick mostly on downbeats with tasteful variations. DNB often has quick breaky hits, so experiment with a ghost kick on the 1.3 position. Put strong snares on beats 2 and 4, then add ghost snares or 16th note ghosting for groove. Chop the break. Quantize slices to 1/64 or 1/32 for that rolling feel. Use velocity to humanize hats. Drum bus and parallel processing. Step 3. Group your drum rack into a drum bus. On the group chain, use EQA to gently high pass below 30 hc if needed, then add saturator with 1 to 3 dB drive in analog clip mode for grit. Follow with glue compressor set to ratio 2:1, attack about 10 milliseconds, release between 0.1 and 0.3 seconds, threshold around negative 6 to negative 10 dB to taste. Use a utility after that for gain staging. For aggression, set up a parallel return track, send some drum signal to a return with heavy saturator and another glue compressor, then blend in between 10 and 30% to keep the transient detail but add bite. Bass split. Step 4. We split bass into SUB and MID slash high layers, so the low end stays solid and mono, while the character comes from the mids. SUB track setup. Use operator with oscillator as set to a pure sine and set the octave 1 or 2 down depending on your root pitch. Make the envelope full sustain for long, steady subs, or use a short decay if you want a plucky pulse. Use EQA to low pass everything above 120 to 160 hc if you want a very clean sub. Put utility with width set to 0% so the sub is mono. Keep the sub levels peaking around negative 6 to negative 12 dB while building. MID slash high bass setup. Use wavetable with two saw-based voices, a small detune value between 0.05 and 0.12, and unison of 2 to 4 voices for width. Duplicate the bass track, and high-pass the duplicate at roughly 120 to 200 hc so your mid-slash-high lives above the sub. Follow with saturator, drive around 3 to 6 dB and soft clip enabled, then EQ8, with a high-pass at 100 to 120 hc and a modest boost between 200 and 800 hc for presence. Consider multiband dynamics if you need to tame mids. Keep stereo width modest under 300 to 400 hc and use utility to tighten lower mids. Arrangement rules: let the SUB play the root on whole bars or half bars, while the MID slash high plays rhythmic stabs and gated patterns on 16th and 32nd notes. Slight timing offsets on MIDI notes create groove. Sidechain and punch. Step 5. Add an Ableton compressor after the saturator on the MIDI/high bass and enable sidechain. Select the kick or drum bus as the input. Try ratio 4:1. Attack 1 to 5 ms and release 80 to 200 ms. Pull the threshold until gain reduction hits about 3 to 8 dB on kick hits. For the SUB use a gentler sidechain. Ratio 2:1. Attack 5 to 10 ms. Release 150 to 300 ms so it ducks, but doesn't pump excessively. If you need tighter transient control, experiment with nudging the attack layer by 1 to 3 milliseconds or flipping phase temporarily to check punch. Small tweaks fix a lot of cancellation issues. Build and pre-drop techniques. Step 6. Design an 8-bar build. Automate an auto-filter on the MIDI/high bass and open the cutoff slowly, from around 600 Hz to maybe 4 kHz across the build. Add a white noise riser routed to a long reverb return with decay between 2 and 4 seconds, and gradually increase the send in the final 2 bars. For snare rolls, use a snare loop or repeated MIDI note density. Increase from 1/8 to 1/16 to 1/32 note density across the second half of the build. You can use beat repeat with an interval of 1/32, grid set to 1/32 and chance at 100% on the final bar for an intense last second fill. This audio version is shortened for playback.